Good morning, everybody. Today, I want to talk about Mercury, our newest release of Galileo, the world's most powerful information assistant and AI consultant for HR. This is our largest ever upgrade, and it brings an order of magnitude more power for each of you. But let me just give you a little bit of context. For those of you that don't know us, we have been very fortunate to spend the last 25 years developing an enormous corpus of data and information and tools for the HR profession. Research, maturity models, benchmarks, vendor analysis, case studies, tools, history lessons, all sorts of things about what's been going on in HR management, leadership, HR technology, and the labor market. And while we've been doing this and building this corpus of knowledge, the technology industry built an extraordinary array of AI tools to leverage information, large language models, reasoning models, chain of thought models, systems that can and understand voice, translate content, build graphics, and even build instructional material. Galileo is the wonderful marriage of these two things. This vast amount of trusted information and the world's most advanced AI technology for users. As I've talked about before, when we first built Galileo, we weren't really sure what it was going to do. But now that it's built and hundreds of companies are using it, we see dozens and dozens of amazing use cases, many of which are described in the 100 use cases document. Today, with the Mercury release, Galileo takes a huge leap forward, turning into not just an information assistant, but a consultant to help you do your job. Let me walk through what's new. By the way, we're naming Galileo's release after the planets, because we see Galileo as the intelligent astronomer to map the stars of everything in HR and management and the labor market and organizations and leadership, which to me is one of the most interesting constellations of planets I could think of. Okay, what's new? So the first feature is maybe the most important of all, is that the entire system is now built on a chain of thought reasoning model. As you may know, if you've been keeping up with AI tech, reasoning models are very different than large language models. They actually think, develop a plan, and go through many steps before answering a question. While a language model looks up information in embeddings, the reasoning model cycles through the corpus in detail to come up with better answers and more in-depth details. So when you use the Mercury release, you can watch it as it thinks, going through dozens of sources of data, research studies, case studies before it answers. And that means the answers can be very personalized, very specific, and very detailed if that's what you're looking for. Just as an example, I recently uploaded 25 one-hour-long interviews with chief learning officers that we've been doing to prepare for our big launch in May. I loaded the information into the Mercury release and asked it, please list the top 5 challenges for each company, put it in a table, and summarize the 10 common themes. This is what I do for a living, by the way. It built me a comprehensive research document describing the state of learning and development with specific details explained for each company. That would have taken me days to weeks to do by myself. I then asked Galileo to consider all of these organizations' environments and put together a detailed 2-year AI transformation roadmap for L&D with specific implementation details for each company. And it did it, and it showed me month by month, quarter by quarter, what these companies would need to do to move to AI. Now, the reason it knows how to do that is because it's ingested all of our case studies and knowledge and research about AI and learning and development and transformation and change. That's what this large reasoning model can do. The second thing that's new in the Galileo Mercury release is data. We've added 2 massive new data sources. First, we added access to the entire Lightcast dataset of compensation data, job data, market data, skills data for thousands of jobs around the world. And so now Galileo is essentially a talent intelligence platform that can help you understand pay levels, critical skills by jobs, candidate pools by location, look at labor market trends, and more. On a very practical basis, you can do salary benchmarking, bye-bye salary surveys. This data is updated in real time. You can build interview guides, create behavioral interviews, decide what to pay candidates, do location analysis, and so much more. All of this is thanks to our partnership with Lightcast, and you can contact them for detailed support and much more help with any of those kinds of projects. The second data source, which is also very exciting, is the Universal Competency Framework from SHL. The UCF is probably the most authoritative source of validated soft skills for thousands of roles. And by the way, there's more than 90 of these skills. Soft skills, by the way, are the hard skills in business. It's the hard skills that are easy to change. SHL, if you don't know them, is a world-class industrial psychology firm with data on over 100 million assessments in every industry. So these models have been field-tested among thousands of companies in hundreds and hundreds of jobs. So the UCF, as a complete rich competency model for soft skills, teaches Galileo about leadership, management, teamwork, and all of these human skills that we need to do our jobs. So now Galileo knows what skills a sales manager needs, an engineering manager, and so forth, can help you assess and develop these skills in your company or for yourself. Now, this model, which is coupled with the Heidrick leadership model for senior leaders, makes Galileo now one of the most advanced leadership coaches. You can ask Galileo things like, what should I look for in a given leader? Or based on this person's background, build me a potential leadership development plan. Imagine you're interviewing a leader and you've tape recorded the interview in the meeting assistant, which I'll talk to you about in a minute, and you record that and you ask Galileo to look at it and assess this person's leadership skills against the UCF. It will show you their strengths and weaknesses and areas of potential development to build a development plan. So you can take corpuses of knowledge about profiles, job histories, biographies, and actual interviews with individuals and map them against this model to determine leadership gaps, leadership potential, and development plans. And of course, use it for recruiting. The third major feature is the meeting assistant. The meeting assistant, which a lot of you have seen, is a very cool feature. It allows you to invite Galileo to meetings. So whatever meeting tool you're using, Teams or Zoom or Google Meet, it will show up, record the meeting, store the meeting in your corpus, send you a summary of the meeting, and send a summary of the action items to you or anybody else in the meeting you decide to send it to, with amazing accuracy and a list of follow-ups. So this meeting is now stored in your corpus. If you want to go back and ask Galileo a question about what was discussed in the last three meetings we had on this topic, or what did I miss in the meeting that I couldn't attend, it's very, very useful for analyzing projects, ongoing meetings, activities going on in the company, and even using for interviews. Think about using the meeting assistant when you talk to people as a job candidate. You can use it to go back and remember what you talked about, analyze their conversation for skills and experiences that might have come up in the conversation, or apply it against any of the frameworks. So the meeting assistant is an amazing tool. The final feature I want to mention is what we call intelligent benchmarking. Basically, your ability to ask Galileo to benchmark you or your company against any of our maturity models using a mode we called consultant mode. We've been doing a lot of work learning how to turn Galileo into an organizational consultant, and this is the first place we've applied it. Now, as most of you know, we have dozens of carefully designed four-stage maturity models, all of which were built on large surveys and large amounts of statistical analysis. Well, now you can ask Galileo to help you assess your maturity in the HR function, for example, and it will wake up the consultant mode and start asking you questions about your company to determine what level of maturity you are. Then it will explain the levels to you and show you where you fit. Then it will give you all of the diagnostics, and tips and detailed advice on what to do to get to the next level. And you can then ask it questions and have a conversation with Galileo about your specific situation to build action plans, help you select vendors, build a financial ROI for the model, and build a detailed work plan for individuals in your company. I've even asked Galileo to give me work plans for different job roles, and it understood the job roles well enough to take a project and design it into work by role, which is a pretty amazing thing that I don't even know how to do myself. So where is this all going? So if you think back about this Mercury release, a number of things are new. It's faster. It does a deeper analysis of information. There's enormous amounts of new data now available. But even more, it's no longer just an information assistant. It's a consultant. It's a coach. It's an educator. And that's really the future of these systems. With the reasoning model and even more trusted information, Galileo is now your consultant. What does a consultant do? A consultant asks you questions. You don't only ask it questions. And so now Galileo and really step you through the solution to a problem in as much detail or as quickly as you would like. And that's what Mercury is all about. Now, as exciting as all this is, it's still early days for us at the Josh Person Company. We're going to add image recognition, image generation, voice, mobile app. By the way, there's a mobile app available now from Sana that connects right up to Galileo. You can download it from the App Store. We're going to be launching and demonstrating a learning implementation of Galileo at our conference in May, and there's a lot more to come. I really recommend you get your hands on Galileo. It's only $39 a month or $400 a year for the most powerful consultant you could ever find. If you're an HR manager, if you're an HR leader, if you're a recruiter, if you're an L&D professional, if you're an HR consultant, if you're a salesperson, Galileo has vast amounts of power and information to help you do your job. In our new launch materials, we have videos of all these features. I cannot tell you how excited we are about what's going on in AI relative to our business here in HR, and there's a lot more to come. Get your hands on Galileo so you can become the super worker in HR that you've always wanted to be.